Annabelle, please tell me you are not meeting Jeremy at the top of the hub for your annual un-anniversary celebration. Sophie Vasquez, my former college roommate, life partner in all shenanigans, and best friend forever, said, "Fine, I won't tell you," I muttered into my cell phone. My breath came out in a plume of steam in the freezing February air. I was walk jogging because I was late. Little known fact, I, Annabelle Martin, am always late. As my father liked to say, "Sunshine, you were born late." He's not even joking. According to my mother, I was 2 weeks late and wouldn't leave the womb without an eviction notice. Having since learned that life is hard, I think in utero me was onto something. In my defense, my lateness is not on purpose. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just that my comprehension of the human construct of time is marginal at best. Like, I know that it takes at least 20 minutes to walk to the Prudential Center from my studio apartment on Marlborough Street. And while I had every intention of leaving 25 minutes ahead of time, I got sidelined by an idea for a sketch because of the way the moonlight shone through my window pane, making patterns on the floor. As an artist, I'm constantly distracted by the details that most people can filter out. Shapes, light, shadows, the subtle nuances that make up the world around me. I'm in their thrall. Naturally, my quick sketch made me late. And now it was 15 minutes until I was supposed to be at the restaurant, and I was running through Back Bay in the frigid winter cold in high-heeled boots with my thick wool coat flapping behind me, no doubt looking like a crazy person. "Belle, this is such a bad idea," Sophie said. "Why? We do it every year. It's tradition." My tone was defensive because I knew how Sophie felt about my relationship with my first ex-husband. "Yes, you heard that right. First ex-husband. And yes, I am only 28 and have two ex-husbands." I've had a few people give me side eye over this fact, and I even had one woman accuse me of taking all the men. Yes, she did. I told her she owed me a thank you for vetting them for the rest of womankind. Honestly. I mean, it's not like I wanted to be a twice-divorced 20-something. It's just that life stuff happened. Big, bad life stuff. And my coping skills in my early 20s had not been awesome. Besides, I'm impulsive. And when I'm in love, I'm so in love. I lose all sense of reason. Clearly. Considering her tone, I supposed I should have let Sophie's call go to voicemail. But when your bestie calls from Arizona, you answer even when you know she's going to challenge your life choices. I heard the distinct sound of water in the background. "So if you're calling me from a swimming pool, I'm hanging up on you," I said. Laughter greeted me. "I'm not," she said. "I swear I'm not." A suspicious splash punctuated her words. "You are such a liar," I accused. I hurried down the sidewalk, feeling the bitter wind sweep in from Boston Harbor. Technically, it's a hot tub. What gave it away? "Splashing?" "Sorry," she said. She didn't sound a bit sorry. "How's the weather there? Another blizzard on the way?"
"It's Boston in February," I said. "Cold, gray, and sad. It's just horribly sad. In fact, I think I have a case of seasonal affective disorder brewing."
"Aw, that is sad. Poor Belle," she said. "You should come visit me in Phoenix. It's a delicious 82 degrees without a cloud in the sky."
It was 2 hours earlier in Phoenix. While she enjoyed daylight, I was navigating the early dark on one of those painful 13-degree days where your snot freezes solid before you can blow it out your nostrils.
"Why, yes, I'll have another margarita," Sophie said. Obviously not to me. "Thank you."
"I hate you. You know that, right?" I asked. I adjusted the purse strap on my shoulder as I jogged the final stretch to the Prudential Center, known locally as the Prue.